If you took that small crystal, don't forget, it's live. There's energy moving there. It's matter just wrapped together and movement there. Now, if you took a piece of copper wire, fine copper wire, and you wrapped so many coils around it, leaving one end loose, and then wrapped it with some mica, and then wrapped the rest of the coil around it, and leave the two wires, one outside the mica and one inside the mica, now you have a little motor. And if you, it won't work the motor as it is. If you put it in a vise or something to squeeze it at the center, then the two wires will make a little motor run. It's what you call piezoelectricity. Now, in the case of this, supposing I put that up into a pyramid or a bigger crystal, then this is feeding that more energy and is continuous. Now, as you squeeze this to make it work, energy comes out, and as you release it, it comes back in again. It goes, it'll breathe for you. You'll never squeeze it empty, but as you release the pressure, so it fills itself again immediately, reaches balance, it has to stay in balance. And so you have a little motor there. That's one thing you can use your crystal for. Now, if you can imagine the 30-foot pyramid that I had, knowing that it contained energy and it's free-flowing, it's always coming in and it's non-stop. I said, well, why can't I harness this? Little crystals will do it. Why can't I harness a pyramid? I made myself two coils. One was just a small one like this, and it was electric coil, counterclockwise. And I hung that in the top of the pyramid. But before I did that, it was stove wire. And there's about 8 strands of copper wire and stove wire. And I undid them and made them into a lot of fingers like this, spread them out, something like an antenna. And this end here, I just hung it up, fastened it up onto the beams, and that was right in the peak. Now I went downstairs, and I had a square piece of, a spare piece of plywood, quarter ply, and I made a magnetic coil with old antenna wire. It was double wire. And I put one end straight through into the earth, and so looking at it like this, it stuck through there, and my coil is on here like that. And the other end I left standing up to connect. One's into the earth. Now, all this wire here, it's only quarter ply, and I used 2-inch staples. The staples went straight through the ply and gave me a better ground. This was also ground in the center. There are many things that have happened to me in my time that I can't really explain. There are many things that I have known, but don't know how I know. And this is one instance where this happened to me. I knew I had to connect these two together with some natural wool, sheep's wool. Nylon was not what I wanted. And so I got hold of some ordinary wool, and I measured it out. Up the stairs, stairs go right to the top. I measured it out so it hung from here to within 6 inches of the floor. Plenty to fasten to that and to fasten to this. Now I stood on some steps up there and fastened that to there, just wrapped around, tied it round. Simple. Nothing clever about it, just fastened it to this copper wire. And I hung this down through the steps, through the stairway, until it was hanging down, but it wasn't touching the floor. I went downstairs to connect this to that, and as I caught hold of that, it threw me 20 feet across the floor. I'm 180 pounds, and he picked me up and threw me 20 feet across the floor. I've got no skin on this elbow here, and all down my leg here. And I lay there for about 5 minutes at least, wondering what happened to me. All I had done was touched a piece of wool. Now, this wool had gone through. It wasn't even connected to this. It had gone through my cube root of the pyramid, which was about here, and up to the point, the second magnitude there, And that power was connected. And when I touched that, I grounded the whole damn thing. And it threw me 20 feet across the floor. I didn't know what had happened to me. And the result of it was, I took the whole thing to pieces. I still have the parts. You can have them if you want them. And I realized that I was fooling around with something I didn't really understand. It taught me a lesson, but it also meant that I could stand here and tell you, don't fool around with these crystals until you know what you're doing.